during the winter time, if it's a cold winter particularly, we'd kill a beef bunch of us. And divide it up, pour it around, let's see.
How about that was a big day, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what we do is we kill one, and then we use it, and then we kill another, let's see. A guy, some guy takes the front quarter, another hind quarter, the next time the other one takes the hind quarter, the front quarter. But it's pretty good beef, because we always put them up corn fed, let's see. We take a young, calf, and pour the corn to him. Boy, that was good meat. It wasn't tough. Of course, summertime, we'd eat their smoked hams and stuff like that, and chickens. You'd eat chicken for all summer.
Did you ever dry any beef?
No. I've seen the Indians do that, so I've lost all interest in
it. I worked in Forest Service one summer, and our fire marshal dried some out. We got a Maverick steer that was running around. It had no business in there. The forest was closed to grazing, and one of our tower men shot him. But he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't bleed him, and he didn't dress him right. And then they jerked this meat, and it came out, and it was just like an old shoe sole. Just as hard.
Well, you take
to make your way through it.
You take most of your range meat that you kill off the range. It's tough.
Mm-hmm. This was. This was in the mountains.
The only one thing you can do with that type of meat, of course, the butcher shops and things like that use it because they put it in freezing. And after you freeze it for a while, why, it tenders it up.
Well, we were pretty happy. We thought we were going to get all sorts of goodies, steaks and chops. We just couldn't eat them.
You've got to, when you're killing stuff like that, you've got to bleed it quick, you know.
Yeah. Well, the fellow on the tower didn't know what he was doing. He'd never done anything like that. He just saw.
Did you ever stick a hog?
No, never did.
I've seen a lot of guys try that, really mess up a ham by doing it, I mean a shoulder doing it. But what you need to do, you see, is when you got him knocked down, I just turn him over on his back and slit his throat. Then put your knife right between his front shoulders down to his heart. See? And if you got any judgment at all, well, you go right between his shoulders. Hit his heart. Here it is. Bleed like a dickens, you know. You want to get out of the road quick.
Did you cure up your pigs?
Oh yeah.
Come out with hams and
shoulders and bacon. Well, I can put sausage down, you know. Make sausage.
Boy.
And cheese.
You get good sausage around here?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't bought any sausage for long, so I'll tell you, there's so many different ways of seasoning sausage. Now, some people like it one way, some of them like a lot of seasoning in sausage. Well, we never did like too much seasoning. You want some sage and stuff in them, but not too much, see. Well, maybe the other guy, he likes a lot of it.
That's my father. He likes his hot, and I like mine cold. Well, just not highly seasoned. So what's good sausage for him is terrible to me.
Well, that's where you find it.
We got a good butcher down in Stillwater that we go to. We like his sausage. And then, too, he puts in good meat.
Well, the finest thing in the world that you can get to make your sausage good is when you trim your shoulders and your hams and things, you know, that you... we used to make our sausage off of the trimmings, don't you see? But you put tenderloin in that sausage.